The 2025-2026 Locker Room Chats here continues as we start off here with week number one. Just sat down and talked to us about the Blue Jays, Lady Blue Jays head coach Rachel Wardenberger. Now we talk to Josh Wardenberger here of the boys program, a program that finished 13-10 a year ago, a 6-4 finish in the Big East, and just really a few possessions away from potentially making the state tournament, but unfortunately falling the sub-state championship game in Hiawatha against Silver Lake 49-45. So before we talk heavily into this upcoming season, into that first matchup against Marysville, let's talk about last year and, of course, the offseason there for you and your team. You know, what was that offseason like there with your boys and getting them back mentally and reset here for this new year?
Yeah, so our offseason, we had a good summer. We had a lot of good participation in summer weights. And then, fall season, we had a lot of guys that were competing, whether cross country or football. And so, they're staying in shape, they're staying active, they're competing, and just being with their teammates. And then when we started up practice here in the preseason, there's continuing to get great practices, great effort, just competing with each other.
And talking about your team, you got a lot of seniors on this roster this season with six. However, you only have a few kind of letter winners that, are pretty varsity rich in experience. So what's it going to take for those few guys that do have experience that can lean that and kind of sprinkle that to the rest of the guys in the lineup?
Yeah, so it's always good to have some guys with some experience, but it's also good to have some success with what you're doing. And so, we had a lot of seniors last year, and so there wasn't a lot of opportunities for our underclassmen to play at the varsity level, but they did. They had a great season at the JV level, and so they, the time that they were given, the opportunities that they had, they made the most of them. And we're just going to have to, as we go along throughout the season, get used to the speed and athleticism of varsity opponents, and we'll try to make that progress each day as we go throughout the season.
Of course, you also talk about here this being your third season as the head coach of this Blue Jays team. So, what are the expectations here? Year three in the program, looking to make another step up and improvement, of course, with this unit and team.
Yeah, I feel like each year is going to be different, and different opportunities, different challenges. So one of the goals that we always keep the same is that our view of success is getting better each day. And so wherever we start by the end of the season, we want to be a competitive team with whoever we play against. And if we're getting better each day, then I think we can be in that position. And so that's how we make our goals or how we view success.
Well, real quick, to find success, you got to start off right on the right footing. Your first game of the season coming up here on Friday. What can you tell me about your upcoming matchup against Marysville?
Yeah, Marysville is always going to be ready game one, and they're going to be intense. They're going to be aggressive, and it's always a good opponent for us to face and to see where do we need to be as the year goes along. And so just guys kind of gives us a good idea of where we're at and what we need to improve on. So they're always a team that's well coached by Todd Brown, and they're going to help us see those areas that we need to grow in.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always as we get this year started, week one of Locker Room Chat. So again, Coach, thank you for joining us here, and good luck this Friday.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon.
This Locker Room Chat here from Sabetha, brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service.